Syed Kashua is a 29-year-old Israeli Arab. He lives near Jerusalem and works as a journalist. His first novel, Dancing Arabs, has just been translated and published in the U.S. Alan Chews has a review.
The writer, born in the Arab village of Tira, the narrator of the novel, born and living in an Arab village called Tira. You suspect, as you read this fascinating first novel about growing up Arab in Israel, that it's blatantly autobiographical. Well, many first novels are, and we shouldn't automatically discount that. Think of Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man. Is Tira the Dublin of this nameless narrator's youth? It certainly feels like it. The lovely opening sequence, the tender relationship between young writer-to-be and his illiterate grandmother. Clearly a case of a writer trying to depict the uncreated conscience of his race. His education in Hebrew language schools causes our hero to doubt his family's tradition. He takes a Jewish girlfriend and develops the disturbed notion that he wants to be a Jew. Eventually, he suffers a breakdown. He regains his footing, marries an Arab woman, dreams of a mistress, and goes on a pilgrimage to Mecca, paid for by his then-best friend, only to discover that he can't get a glass of beer in Saudi Arabia. Snide, sly, quick, mournful, doubting, darting, dancing, this lively self-portrait offers a long, deep glimpse into the present pathology of unhinged Arab existence.
The book is Dancing Arabs by Syed Kashua. It's translated by Miriam Schlesinger. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.